Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus,
for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Let's just sing it again, thanking Him for it.
Oh, Lord, with thanksgiving,
thank you, Lord.
I'll be a living sanctuary.
Amen.
For you.
Let's just bow our heads. Just want to thank Him. Thank Him for what He did for you today. He gave you His grace. It's yours. How we love you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love to us. Lord, send a love letter to Brother Joseph, Lord, that we love him, Lord, from the bride around the world. Send him your presence, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Before we turn it to Brother Jeremy to dismiss in prayer, remember Brother Daniel Lettingham and his family. The viewing is at between 4 and 8 tonight. The funeral tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Tabernacle. Remember them in prayer. We love them, and it's a hard time, but pray for them. Brother Jeremy.
Our blessed Lord, Lord, we thank you for your mercy, Lord. Lord, we know that you're a God rich in power and rich in strength and rich in wisdom, Lord. But as your prophet said today, the greatest thing, Lord, is that you're a God rich in mercy, Lord. Lord, we need your mercy. We need your grace, Father. Lord, we're just so thankful for a God that understands us, Lord, and knows all about it, Lord, all we're going through, Lord. We know you know all about it, Father, and you're merciful. We thank you for sending your mercy to us, Lord, to provide a prophet in these last days, to provide a voice, Lord, for us to hear. And we know that voice was so important to you that you knew not to put it in the hands of man, but to have it stored up, recorded for us to hear, Lord. We know we need that true, unadulterated voice, Lord. And though some might try to take its place, to the bride, there is no other. There is no other, Father. There's no substitute for it. We thank you for providing our prophet, Lord. Lord, how blessed we are to hear our precious brother Branham. Amen. Lord, he's our father in the gospel, Lord. And we just think, where would we be without this message, Lord? What would our daily life be? How could we function, Lord? Where would we go, Lord? Lord, we have no other place to go. We thank you for providing a prophet, Lord, for sending your mercy to us, Lord. We thank you with all our heart, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we know you've always dealt through your prophets, Lord. And as Brother Branham said today in Exodus 19:4, you said, I bear you unto myself on eagle's wings, Lord. And it just goes to show, Lord, the way that we come into the presence of Christ is through the prophet, Lord. That's the way you've ordained, Lord. And by your grace, Lord, we've gripped on to the wings of the prophet, Lord, and we're soaring high above all the doctrines and interpretations, Lord. We're holding right to what that prophet said, Father. We thank you, Father. Lord, we've learned in the lessons, even the past tapes, Lord, as they were walking to Emmaus, Lord, and you went to visit them. You never came right out and said, I'm Jesus. You never came right out and told them who you were. But what did you say? You said, listen to what my prophets told you. They'll tell you who I am. They'll guide you the way. What did the prophets say about it, Lord? And Lord, Brother Branham said, you've always appealed to prophecy and telling them that fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. As your prophet said, not all that the priest has spoken, not all that the preacher has spoken, but all that the prophets have spoken, Lord. We're to believe all of it, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we know that, Lord, you'll do nothing but you reveal it unto the prophets, Lord. It's written in your word. You won't do one thing, Lord, in your program, but first you reveal it to your prophets, Lord. So we're just content, Lord, waiting on you, Father, following the leading of your prophets, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank you for sending your mercy to us, Lord, and sending our brother Joseph to us, Lord. We just know that's the mercy of God. And Lord, we believe this message, and anyone who knows the tapes know his name is tied throughout this message, Lord, and he's part of your program, Father. We just thank you for his life, and Lord, we now know that he's leading the greatest movement of God this world's ever seen, Lord, in distributing the word across the world, Father. There's never been an hour, there's never been a day like this day, Father. And taking these agapo tablets to every believing home in the world, Lord. Lord, like your prophet, Brother Branham said, he said that we have opportunities now that Paul and Enoch never dreamed of having, Father. We just thank you, Lord, that we can be part of this great program. And Lord, it just reminds us of scriptures, Lord, of how the lightning strikes from one side of the heaven and it goes to the other side of the heaven. So will the day of the Son of Man be. And Lord, we're seeing the angel of light in this day strike across the whole world, Lord. And Lord, when we get a message in Jeffersonville, it goes up into the heavens and it drops down in the little huts, Lord, and the little villages, Lord, and all across the world, Father. We just thank you for letting us see these prophecies being fulfilled, and not only see it, but being part of it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you with all our heart. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. We need it. Forgive our murmuring, Lord. Forgive our failures and our shortcomings. Understand, Father, we love you, Lord. And we do remember the Lettingham family today too, Lord, as their hearts are heavy, as all of our hearts are heavy for them. A true man of God has departed from us to be in your presence, Lord. But Lord, he stood for the right thing. And Lord, we know he's with you in glory today. And we're so happy as believers. We do not cry tears of sorrow, but tears of happiness, Lord, for our brother. Be with his family, Lord, we pray. Sister Lettingham and Matt and Hope and all of them, Lord. Lord, we know that they love you with all their heart. Comfort them today, we pray. Lord, as we turn this service now, Lord, and commit it to you, we just pray you'll be with us now and be with us through the week and guide us, be our guide through your word, Lord. We commit it all to you now in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
So strengthened by this word. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. God bless you. We'll be dismissed now in the name of the Lord. Shalom to you. God bless you.